a Madisonville man who worked at the Rookwood Whole Foods for more than 20 years has filed a civil rights lawsuit after being fired earlier this year. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the case and its implications for people with disabilities are former Whole Foods employee Vincent Igo, his brother Bob Igo, and his sister Carol Igo, who is also an employment lawyer. Thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And I should mention, Bob worked at WVXU years ago, so this is kind of a welcome back,
it
I guess.
It is. This is
what color.
Yeah. Well, we invited Whole Foods to be part of this conversation. A spokesman responded to say the company does not comment on pending litigation.
No.
Yep. So, Bob and Vinny, tell me about your job at Whole Foods. Vinny, what did you do there?
Oh, well, I lived back 5 years.
Bagger, yep.
Bagger. That was the last 5 years, full-time bagger.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And what did you like most about that job, Vinny?
Annoying.
a lot of teasing each other and everything.
A lot of joking and having fun with your coworkers. Yeah, you've been joking around since you sat in the studio, so I know you've got a sense of humor. And Bob, how long did your brother work there in all? He said the last 5 years as a bagger, but it was much longer than that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Vince was actually been at Whole Foods since it became Whole Foods. It was a grocery store called Wild Oats before that, and he was there. And then when Whole Foods purchased that, or they merged, I'm not quite sure the business part of that, but he's been there ever since.
Wow.
So I think it's like 23 years.
Yeah.
Long time.
23. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And what did that job mean to you, Vinny? How much was that a part of your identity? Was it a big deal for you to work there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What do you think, Bob? How big a deal was that for you?
Yeah, it was the most important thing, I think, in Vince's life was to have that job. Vince has always strived to be independent, and we always supported him on whatever that looked like, whether it was going to school, getting a job, getting his own apartment, all those kinds of things that we all take for granted. Vince was kind of having to work extra hard for that.
Yeah. Well, I should mention that Vincent has Down syndrome. Was there any additional help or support that he needed over the years, sometimes in terms of training, or what was involved with that, Bob?
Yeah, so Vince and almost everybody with disabilities in Ohio is eligible to get some support for work and things like that. And there's a group called LAD, which supports a lot of people in Hamilton County with disabilities, and they would send in job coaches. So It's pretty modified or standard. They would go in, work with the employer, identify the skills that Vinny needed, and then Vince and his coaches would work on mastering those skills. And bagging was one that Vince really had down because we put cans on the bottom and bread on top. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Thumbs up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had a lot of support in this job, but it was as needed. So Vince didn't always have a support person there. They would come in, they'd work on a skill when he mastered the skill, and then they would check back in with the employer and see if they needed to update anything.
Sure, and I guess that was the case for like safety training or anything like that too.
Absolutely, everything in the job, the job coaches would work with Vinny to make sure that he understood it and mastered it.
Yeah. So, Carol, I understand your brother had spinal surgery last year. I bet that was nasty. That kind of surgery is always difficult and needed time away from work to recover. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It really different.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll ask you that, Bob. I'm not sure if Carol heard me on that one. What did that entail? How long did Vinny have to be away from work?
Vince was away from work
5 years.
5 months, probably.
5 months.
Yeah. Oh, there you are, Carol.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Did you want to weigh in on that, Carol, just that time away?
Yes, happy to. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we sure can.
So, yeah, Vince was out of work, as Bob said, for the spinal surgery and to recover from the spinal surgery. And he worked really, really hard during that recovery. He needed some extra time off from work for that. And that is within what the law calls reasonable accommodation. Mm-hmm. And under the federal law,
I apologize, Carol. You're cutting in and out a lot, so I might we'll work on that. Bob, that reasonable accommodation, is that something that you all had talked to Whole Foods about, saying, hey, he's going to need extra time? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we were in constant communication with the management team at Whole Foods as Vince was recovering through physical therapy and everything else. And they were very the local staff was very happy to see Vince come back. And, you know, as part of his recovery has been just natural PT, Vince and I would go for walks and we'd walk into Whole Foods and people would be coming running from all different parts of the store to give him hugs and tell him, we miss you, Vinny.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And and he worked really hard to get back to work, to get back to that spot.
Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're talking with a former Whole Foods employee with Down syndrome, Vinny Igo.
Mm-hmm.
And he is suing the company after being fired earlier this year. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Carol, I know we've had a little bit of tricky problems with your connection, but I want to talk about when the problems with Whole Foods started. Did the problem start when Vinny went back to work then after his recuperation?
Right.
Yes, Lucy, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So Vince fought really hard during that recovery to get back on his feet. We're all really proud of you, pal. And then when he went back to work, things really went south, and we were all pretty shocked. First, when he came back, some of the folks in management signaled to Bob that they thought Vince couldn't do the job anymore. Mm. We all disagreed, and Vince's support team disagreed, and we signaled to them that he was going to stay and do the job.
Right.
Then they dropped that and started pushing for him to retire. So we also let them know that Vince wasn't going to retire.
Right.
Then they dropped that and said they didn't think Vince could understand safety meetings. And that really bothered us, right, bud?
Twice.
Yeah, because he had worked harder than anyone else to keep up on all the work expectations and had succeeded in it for more than 20 years. So the idea that out of the blue, he couldn't sufficiently.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Vinny, did you feel like you had any trouble doing your job after you went back after spinal surgery, after you worked so hard to get well enough to go back?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You worked hard, but could you still do the job you felt like?
Yes, I would. On that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been working 5 years.
Yeah, well, longer than that. But yeah, Vince could definitely still do the job and was doing the job.
Right.
And as Carol said, it was when we started to really be concerned is when there was different management that was regional more than local coming and talking to us and requesting. They requested with me a separate meeting without Vince to mm-hmm. talk about it. And that's when they kind of listed all these different things that Carol was talking about is all these different reasons. But when we pressed them, they wanted Vince to retire and they didn't want to put anything in writing and they didn't want to kind of work through the accommodation to identify anything specific. So it was concerning and it happened quickly. And after multiple requests for us to get something explained, then we were just told that Vince was going to be separated from Whole Foods is the language that they used. And it's just been really hard on Vince ever since.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know, pal. All of us are defined by our jobs in America in a large way. And that job meant everything to Vince. And his entire life, Vince has had to fight for his own rights as a person with disabilities. He As a child, I can remember we actually worked on local legislation to allow group homes in the community that we lived in. And then later, Vince was one of the first guys to be mainstream, to go to school with me and my friends.
Right.
And what's the age difference between you two?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two.
Yeah. And you're the big brother, right, Vince?
I'm the big brother, right?
That's right. So you can boss him around.
Yeah. I did try your best. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. You did try your best, yeah. Yeah.
He's the annoying brother I had.
Thank you for
brother.
That.
Yeah. But it sounds like he was trying, for most of his life, has been kind of a trailblazer in these regards.
For sure. Like, I mean,
yes,
there's not, you won't run into, you know, many people with Downs that are much older than Vince because the generation before Vince was institutionalized and they had a much lower life expectancy. Vince actually had open heart surgery when he was, I think, five or six.
Six.
And at that time, there was only one group of doctors doing that. He had to go down to Texas because that's a common issue for people with Downs, is a valve problem. So, you know, all the way back through all of that, he's been just being Vince, but he's really been kind of trailblazing civil rights. I've always viewed him as kind of a civil rights leader for people with Down syndrome and people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you view yourself that way. You're just living your life.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
Long time living your life.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we are going to get into the details of your case after we have a short break, and we'll continue our conversation. Later in the program, we'll hear about some of Cincinnati's weird and wonderful history. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about a former Whole Foods employee with Down syndrome who is suing the company after being fired earlier this year. My guests are former Whole Foods employee Vinny Igo, his brother Bob Igo, and his sister Carol Igo, who is also an employment lawyer. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Carol, I know we had a little trouble with your connection. I understand you are back with us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we sure can. Thanks for coming back to us. I want to get into something. We talked before the break about how Vinny had this spinal surgery that was just terrible, took some time to recuperate, went back. And after he went back to his job at Whole Foods, which was so important to him, that's when this communication started with people, managers saying they didn't think that he could do the job anymore, which certainly Vinny and your brother and all of you disagree with. But one of the things that I think Bob mentioned was that there was this kind of accusation that Vinny could no longer understand the safety training. Now, Bob talked about how there were people who would come in from LAD and work with him on that. But I want to ask you, Carol, as an employment lawyer, what is considered a reasonable accommodation in the workplace? What does that really mean? What can be defined as beyond a reasonable accommodation? I mean, could an employer argue that explaining safety training or getting help with that is not a reasonable accommodation?
An employer could argue that, Lucy, but it would be unlawful. The law federally and the law in Ohio recognizes how important fairness and inclusion are. And because of that, the law requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations that enable Americans with disabilities to participate in our workforce to the fullest extent possible. That's because it's good for the folks with disabilities, but it's also good for us and our economy. Now, a reasonable accommodation means doing things differently in order to enable the person with a disability to successfully perform their job. An accommodation is not reasonable if it requires removing an essential function of the job. So if we were to say, hey, Vince can't bag anymore, well, that wouldn't be reasonable because bagging is the essential function. Or if it causes an undue hardship. And that really is looking at the financial impact in the context of the business and the resources of the business. Now, for Vince, the job coach was free to Whole Foods. And so there's no financial impact whatsoever. And the job coaches had successfully helped him understand the safety expectations for more than 20 years. So any argument that continuing to allow these free to Whole Foods job coaches to support Vince in succeeding in his position was more than a reasonable accommodation. That just doesn't add up at all.
Well, and Carol, this lawsuit you filed on behalf of your brother, Vinny, says Whole Foods kind of changed its explanation for firing him a couple times. Can you explain briefly how?
I'll do it then.
Sure. They changed their explanation four times, Lucy. And in law, that's called shifting reasons. And it's evidence of pretext, which every average worker is going to understand. Pretext is when the employer says one thing, but it's not the real reason. So first he came back, they said, we don't think he can do the job anymore. And that was nonsense. Vince worked so hard in his recovery from spinal surgery to be able to do the job. And of course, the job coaches were available if there were any particularized concerns, but they didn't raise any. Then they said, oh, we think he should retire, which again is nonsense. Vince, did you want to retire, buddy?
Yes,
not at all. Yes, not at all, right?
Now he does.
You want to keep working. And then the third reason they gave, they just kept going through them, was, hey, he can't understand safety meetings, which we just talked about. Total nonsense. And then finally they said, oh, well, look, he has 70 hours more unpaid time off than is allowed under our policy. But the law requires accommodation. And there's absolutely no way that allowing Vince, who was already back at work, to have 70 unpaid hours more than Whole Foods policy specifically allows for, had any impact on Whole Foods' ability to run their business whatsoever. And I'll point out, there is tons of case law that, and that means judges have decided that employers can't fire people with disabilities just because they needed extra time off because of their disability-related limitation on performing their work. So yeah, it was four reasons. They changed all the time, and none of them met any legal standard that would justify this outrageous action that they took against my brother.
And Bob and Vinny, it sounds like you all worked really hard so that Vinny could keep this job that was so important to him, that was, you know, an important—
Yes, it would.
Yeah. And why was that so important, Bob, to really work and try to allow Vinny to keep working there where he'd worked for so long?
5 years.
5 years. 23 years, pal. Vince really took pride in his job, and it was wrapped up his entire identity and who he is and his success and independence. Things that we take for granted, Vince works really hard for. And for him to be living on his own, have his own apartment, and have a job where he's paying his bills, really meant the world to Vince. And I think a couple times Vince has told me that he feels ashamed that he got fired. And I think it's changed kind of how he's able to interact with his own life. And so we're trying to get back to that place, but we worked so hard for it because Vince worked so hard to get the job and to put himself in a place where he could do something like that.
Do you feel ashamed sometimes, Vinny?
Yes, I am. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. Well, Carol, Whole Foods did offer at one point to give Vinny his job back after he had been terminated. Why didn't you all take them up on that offer?
A couple reasons. One, they only made that offer after I contacted them as Vince's lawyer.
Yes, it is.
And they did not recognize that they had failed to provide him with an accommodation. They did not recognize that the termination was unlawful, and they did not commit to following his civil rights if he were to return to work. And under those circumstances, there was just no reason to believe that it was going to be safe for Vince as a person with a disability to go back and work for the same management that had just fired him, who continued to refuse to acknowledge that they'd done anything wrong. That was a litigation strategy to try and limit their damages. It wasn't about taking care of Vince.
And Carol, I mentioned this earlier, but your lawsuit is a civil rights complaint. Can you briefly explain a little bit more about what you're alleging in that suit?
Yeah, it is a civil rights complaint, and it's an important issue. People with disabilities have the right to participate in the American workforce and the Ohio workforce and in the Cincinnati workforce. And civil rights law holds employers accountable to facilitating that by providing reasonable accommodations. Whole Foods didn't do that. And instead, they fired Vince. That violated these important civil rights laws. And it undermines the whole purpose of the law to include folks with disabilities in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, what do you see as the broader implications for this lawsuit beyond Vinny's specific case?
Yeah, and you know, we kind of talked about how I view Vince as kind of a civil rights advocate or someone who's out there doing that. And I think this lawsuit is about Vinny and what they did to him, but it's also explaining to employers in Ohio and in the United States that you can't just treat people with disabilities with no regard, and that they have a right to be there and that they have self-worth.
Yeah. Vinny, have you been hearing from former customers or coworkers since you've been gone? Are folks missing you?
5 years.
Yeah. Five years is a bagger. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. We've got a lot of feedback from people. And I think, you know, when we kind of let people know on social media as well that Vince had been let go, there's a lot of people that are encouraging him to keep up this fight, because it is about the broader fight. It is about Vinny and what happened to him, but it's also about everybody with disabilities in Ohio who deserves to be treated with respect and have a job and participate.
Yeah. Vinny, you seem like a pretty strong person. You feel like you're a fighter, pretty strong. I see making muscles. So
no.
That, yeah. Well, Carol, what are you seeking with this lawsuit?
Well, we want Whole Foods to recognize that it violated the law. We want them to commit to following the law going forward and providing reasonable accommodations for folks with disabilities, including not enforcing a maximum unpaid leave time policy across the board in this way that guts folks with disabilities from the workplace, even though allowing them the extra time off would have no negative impact on Whole Foods. And we do want them to commit to following the law in a way that makes it safe for Vince to go back to work. And then we want to make them to make him whole for all the damage they caused him in this reckless disregard of his civil rights.
Vinny, would you like to go back to work at Whole Foods, or would you like to go back to work somewhere else?
Well, I would have thought you'd miss. I would.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go back to work at Whole Foods, pal?
Yes, I would.
I know you would. Yeah, and I think like if you took Vinny back to Whole Foods right now, everybody, all the other workers, his coworkers, would come out and give him hugs. They all love him, and it was mainly regional management that we dealt with during this entire thing, because I think the local folks advocated for Vince and they wanted Vince to participate there, and they supported Vince in ways that, you know, over the past 20 years have just been amazing and astounding. So it was a real surprise and shock to all of us when this went down, and when I was called for a separate meeting without Vince, which really made me uncomfortable. None of his regular management team was in there. It was all regional people, people that I didn't really know well, that made this decision. And it just really felt wrong and made me wonder where all of this was coming from. At the end of the day, Vince worked about 12 hours a week, and everybody liked him there, and he was able to do his job. And for whatever reason, Whole Foods decided Vince can't participate and be part of this family anymore. And it's been devastating to Vince ever since.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you think you'd like to get a job someplace, Vinny? Do you miss going to work?
Tons of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss it tons. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, I really appreciate your being here with us today, Vinny. It's been good hearing your story and talking with you and meeting with you. I've been talking with former Whole Foods employee Vincent Igo, his brother Bob Igo, and his sister Carol Igo, who also is an employment lawyer. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us, Lucy. This was great.
Thanks for having us.
Up next, we'll hear about historical curiosities from brothels and bars to beyond the stars. This is Cincinnati Edition.